Leaders are influencers, and it's nearly impossible to maximize your influence when you're being dragged down and distracted by crippling anxiety, overwhelming stress, and private doubts and fears. We're unlocking the secrets to being fully present, expanding our potential, and growing our wisdom. Welcome to the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast with your host, Jason Stonehouse. Jason is the founder and lead coach at Life in Process. He helps professionals and leaders conquer anxiety and fear so they can maximize their potential. And now, grab something to write with and engage in today's episode.
Well, hey there. My name is Jason Stonehouse, and you found the very first episode of the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast. And I am very excited about what we're going to get to do together over these days. So thanks so much for taking the time to listen to this out of your busy day. And today we're going to be talking about the unseen world of leaders. What I want to do is I want to pull back the curtain on what leaders, executives, and professionals rarely talk about. And I want to show you that it's actually what's behind the curtain that represents your greatest danger and predictor of downfall, and also the greatest potential to maximize your influence. But before we get to that, allow me to introduce myself. I am Jason, and up until recently, I was the point leader at several growing multi-million dollar organizations. I led the vision, the direction, the communication, and I did most of the coaching for our staff teams. In fact, for 27 years, I've been in a variety of leadership positions, and I have seen it all. I also graduated with a master's degree in counseling, and yet I found myself in strategic leadership roles for most of my career. The reason I tell you that is I approach strategic leadership from both a bottom line, ROI, strategy, move the ball down the field, and a therapeutic, heart-centered, emotionally healthy, interpersonal relationship perspective, which I think is somewhat unique in today's climate and culture. So how did I get to this point of helping leaders and professionals conquer anxiety, build confidence, and create resilience? Well, it all goes back to 2012. 2012, I started experiencing some crazy symptoms that today we would call anxiety. And I started having panic attacks, and anxiety would hit me at the strangest and really most awkward times. And I felt completely out of control. Yet, I was trying to lead a rapidly growing organization, a high-capacity team of leaders, manage a board, and continue to provide high-quality service to the people. And so this led me on a journey of thousands and thousands of dollars in therapy, hundreds of hours in study, and countless conversations with people who are struggling. And finally, I was able to get on the other side of this, and I couldn't believe the difference that it made. But when I was in it, it was scary. And I began contemplating changing careers. It was that bad. And so I knew that I needed to send back help. I feel a responsibility to help others who are struggling. And yet the more I got into this work, the more I saw three key factors continued to show up. Number one, oftentimes as leaders, executives, and professionals, we don't want to admit that we struggle. So I was having trouble getting help to the very people who really needed that help. That was the first thing I began to see. Second factor is just like me and where I was dealing with 8 years ago is we can't always identify what is wrong. We don't even have words for it. We don't know what to do. We just know that we're not operating in our optimal condition. And so I realized that we needed to expand our understanding and we needed to expand even the words that we were using. And so we started using words like stress and overwhelm and conflicts and resiliency and doubt, because these were the kinds of ways leaders and professionals and executives were describing what was happening to them. And then thirdly, that the inner life of all leaders is probably the least attended to and involves a lot more than just anxiety. But it includes what I would later discover is the five key markers of resiliency, and that we're going to get into in some future podcast episodes together. So today, at the Calm and Confident Leader, I get to work with all kinds of leaders, executives, CEOs, pastors, directors, and everyday professionals on their inner lives, which is a perfect segue into today's topic, the unseen world of a leader. See, here's the thing. As leaders, and by the way, as I refer to leaders, I'm talking about anyone with influence in someone else's life. So it could be a CEO, but it also could be a teacher, a coach, or even a parent. But as leaders, we get rewarded based on our external performance. Think about it. The applause that we get, the promotions that we get, the, hey, way to go kind of efforts that we get, tend to be related to our external performance. It tends to be related to how much profit can we make for the company, or how do we lead our family? Are our kids turning out right? You know, are we embarrassed by our children? We know our children are embarrassed by us, but are we embarrassed maybe by our children the way they came out? Well, when they come out successfully and they're achieving so many great things, they say, oh, wow, they must have great parents. It's an external kind of thing. Whether it be managing a team, directing a group of people, coaching a sports team, being a teacher in a classroom, all of the ways we're rewarded tend to be around how we perform, how things show up externally. And I'll tell you, and this is why it totally makes sense, that the inner life is the least attended to area of most leaders and influencers. And what I've realized is that if you and I don't choose to address and grow in this area of our inner lives, no one is going to do it for us. No one is. So the unseen world of a leader is the most important world of the leader. Because if we don't focus as much or more attention to it as we do to our external skills and performance, we will experience some or all of the following. This is what I've seen. Number one, you will experience or you will see crippling anxiety that grows and grows, and it decreases our performance and it diminishes our influence. And I will tell you, because I spend a lot of time saying, well, once I get through this, or once I finish this project, or once I get through this season, things are going to be so much better for me. But I will tell you, as somebody who played that game for too many years, it doesn't get better. In fact, once anxiety begins to fill the gap that exists between how we think we should perform and how we actually can perform, we'll talk about that more in an upcoming episode. But as soon as anxiety sets up shop in our lives, it begins to become the go-to emotion. It begins to become the go-to characteristic of our life in smaller and smaller issues. So it used to be that we'd only be anxious over the big interview. We'd only be anxious about the big presentation. We'd only be anxious about this big project that we've got going on. But what I found is over years of not addressing that anxiety is it will begin to show up in smaller and smaller types of situations and begin to really sidetrack us and really ultimately take us down. So that's the first thing that can happen if you don't address your inner world. Secondly, you'll start to experience relational conflicts. And the reason you're going to experience relational conflicts, and you maybe are already there today, is because oftentimes when we are not addressing our inner world, then we begin to externally try to control situations, kind of try to control people, try to micromanage people, manipulate people, and all of that is going to be a breeding ground for all kinds of relational conflict in the places that we lead and serve. And thirdly, is we're going to begin to see some bad habits start to take place in our lives or start to be developed. Because what happens is in order to try and manage or control or at last resort escape from the internal fallout that's happening in our lives, even if we don't even acknowledge that it's happening, in order to try to manage, control, or escape from it, we often will develop addictions. Addictions to alcohol, to porn, to work, to accolades or affirmation, and we'll just constantly be looking for our next hit, for the next ability to be able to somehow manage or feel like we can manage something But really, that thing begins to manage us. That thing begins to control us. The thing that we went to for escape or to take the edge off ends up being the losing edge for our lives. Now, those are just a few of the many fallouts that happen, not to mention the fact that your entire career can derail because of it. See, it's the inner world that has the greatest potential and power to destroy your outward success. Let me say that again. It's the inner world that has the greatest potential and power to destroy your outward success. But here's the good news. If we put some intentional work on our inner world, it has the greatest chance to maximize our potential and multiply our impact. So, for today, here's your leadership nugget, okay? Here's the thing that I want to leave you with that I hope you can begin to process through in these coming days. Now, first thing is I want you just to get curious. Get curious about your unseen inner world. Seek to identify where you're at right now. Are you in chaos right now? Or maybe you're beginning to see some slippage in your performance. Maybe for you, it's more confusion and misunderstanding. You begin finding yourself thinking to yourself, what's going on inside of me? Or why does this not seem to be working? Or why do I keep seeming to be misunderstood by the people around me? And maybe for you, things are going fine. But you know that your inner world has been really low on your priorities, and it's only a matter of time before it begins to wreak havoc in your life. So wherever you're at, what I want you to do is I want you just to get curious with it. I want you to begin to assess your inner health and your resilience. And I want to invite you to join us for our next podcast where we're going to go deeper. A little deeper into helping you become the calm and confident leader, whether you're running a Fortune 500 company or a family of four. Now, since you and I are brand new to the scene, and since for me, this podcast and the Calm and Confident Leader is brand new to the scene, I need your help. I need to ask a favor. Because, see, you are a part of an elite group of pioneers. Because you dared not only to try out this new podcast, but you chose to stick with it to the end. So would you do me a big favor and help me get the word out about our little podcast here? I want to keep offering great content that helps all of us, and you can help me do that. I hope that you will. Well, thanks for listening to the Calm and Confident Leader. I can't wait to see you next time in our next episode. And remember, life is a process. Don't do it alone. Talk to you soon.